I'm Sherry Preston. It was a mixed day on Wall Street as investors think about whether that plan to let the government buy up stocks and banks will help save the U.S. economy. With more, we're live with ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Investors seem to like the plan to buy $250 billion worth of stock in the nation's largest bank, Sherry. But as one investment strategist said today, we're not out of the woods yet. Some of the nation's best-known companies released less than stellar earnings today, and economists say that reminds investors there are still downside risks to the market. The Dow was down about 70 points, but more critically for the broader economy, credit markets began to open up just a little bit today, Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. Senator John McCain came out with his economic plan today. It includes capital gains tax breaks as well as tax breaks on 401k and retirement fund withdrawals. Allegations of voter fraud are being leveled against the community activist group Acorn. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
John McCain says the liberal activist group is committing voter fraud.
Acorn is tampering with America's most precious right.
The McCain camp says Barack Obama has had an extensive relationship with Acorn since the early 90s. The group has registered more than a million voters this year. Spokesman Kevin Whelan admits some forms were fraudulent, submitted by workers trying to pad their hours.
By duplicating a card and filling out another one or making up a name.
Whelan says Acorn was required to submit the phony forms. The group says the GOP is trying to distract attention from attempts to suppress voter turnout. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Flare-ups and more sudden evacuations from wildfires north of Los Angeles. In some cases, homes were saved, but just barely. Sandra Cunningham watched as firefighters tried to put out the flames.
Very, very smoky, lots of ash, could hardly breathe. Still feeling it in my lungs.
About 20 homes in her Porter Ranch, California neighborhood were burned. Checking the markets, the Dow closing the day down about 65 points, the Nasdaq down 60. You're listening to ABC News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your gas gauge.
Oh, my needle is asleep.
What's wrong, gas gauge?
For some reason, I haven't been moving.
Oh, well, that's probably because I got the Works Fuel Saver package at the dealership.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and more, just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to stop for a sandwich. Do you want anything?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Good one.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 11:30:08.
Come on, hurry up.
Hey, where's my mask?
Their first Halloween on their own. Kids grow up so fast.
Mom!
That's why living in a Pulte Homes neighborhood is so important. Our new home is amazing, backed with over 58 years of experience and innovation. Even better, the Pulte Homes Monster Sale is here. October 17th through the 19th, enjoy monster savings on your new home.
Bye, Mom! Bye!
Log on to Pulte.com/monster today.
An equal housing opportunity.
Pet owners who lost their pups and kittens in the pet food scare of 2007 are close to a settlement with the companies who sold contaminated pet food.
The recall hit very close to home for me.
Stephen Sunloff unknowingly fed the contaminated pet food to his dogs.
It's really hard.
So did Betsy Murner.
He's not there anymore, wagging his tail, greeting you.
They are among the thousands of pet owners who are close to a $32 million settlement after the tainted food was found to contain melamine, a chemical used to make plastics imported from China. Nearly 10,000 pet owners have filed claims.
ABC's Jim Hickey. In the new year, even a cheeseburger may be beyond your means.
You might be holding on to less of your money when you go into places like Burger King, Wendy's, or McDonald's next year. Most restaurants are now working on price contracts for the coming year, and some chains have already made menu adjustments for the current high costs of beef and chicken. An example, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. stopped a $2 for $3 double cheeseburger promotion earlier this year. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
A lot of people must be eating soup in this lousy economy. Campbell's is breaking ground on a new building in Camden, New Jersey that'll include a cafe, a gym, and a 100-acre park. Campbell's has been headquartered just outside Philadelphia in Camden since 1869. New Jersey Governor John Corzine in Camden for the event called this a, brace yourself for this one, good day. This is ABC News.
Want to see if a broker is licensed to do business? Head for BrokerCheck at FINRA.org. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the independent, not-for-profit that regulates brokers and protects investors. BrokerCheck has unbiased information about the professional background, business practices, and conduct of nearly 680,000 brokers in the U.S. BrokerCheck, only at FINRA.org. That's FINRA.org.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A BART worker was hit and killed by a train while working on the tracks near Concord Station this morning. The search continues for the mountain lion hit and injured by an SUV on Highway 92 on the peninsula. The injured cat is considered a threat to the public. And the wildfire on Angel Island, now 90% contained, should be fully contained by 6 p.m. Now, the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
Normal BART service now because of that accident you were talking about. It has resumed between Lafayette and Concord. Vallejo, the connector ramp between southbound 29 and eastbound 37. Big rig there has been righted, and cleanup is underway. No estimate on getting that cleared. Come celebrate Halloween early at IHOP for a limited time. Get all-you-can-eat buttermilk pancakes served with all your favorites. But hurry before they disappear at participating locations. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The weather forecast has sunny and in the 70s by the bay today, the 80s inland, same tomorrow. This is KGO Radio News.
His larynx to your tympanic membrane. Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. As always, when I return from a vacation, you know, I'm brimming with thoughts and reflections and stuff that might relate to our subject at hand here and maybe things that might interest you. And so throughout the show today, I pulled a bunch of, it's funny, you know, when you go back over a week or two of medical stories, a whole bunch of things that actually relate to the trip I just took to southern France. And what was really unique was a friend that we traveled with had relatives there, so we got, you know, kind of behind the scenes look and hung out in the very rural farming areas in southern France in the Basque region, and, you know, had dinner on a farm with the relatives. And relatives there, you're talking 20, 30, 50 people, big families, and family means a lot. And, you know, a glimpse of a way of life that is not routine in America. A lot of things are not routine. Of course, when you get back, I can't help tell you this. As soon as you get off the plane, you walk on a street and you know you're home. You see these huge SUVs and tons of fat people. You just don't see the obesity overseas that you do here. And, you know, for the first time, I felt a little ashamed. I can tell you, I wrote down on a piece of paper a dinner we had, you know, in a French farmhouse with the relatives of this friend of ours. And, you know, this whole business about Americans finding French people a little more aloof, forget it. These people were warm and open and just welcomed us so warmly. I can't describe it. Remembering the first time as a kid, you know, with a Europe on $5 a day, you're right. Remember those days, going to Europe, being very intimidated by the French. And it was a very, very different experience. So here in this wonderfully quaint farmhouse, you know, they start a meal with a little vegetable soup, and then out comes the foie gras. Now, here in this country, you know, we're trying to outlaw it. Chicago outlawed foie gras, and they took it back. It's, you know, goose liver, duck liver. The ducks are force-fed for a couple of weeks. A routine. Everybody and all the relatives we visited, they all have their own little grinders and their own funnels to do this. And with an onion jelly and a sweet white rind, boy, just fabulous. The main meal, it was a duck breast, like a duck confit, preserved. I mean, if you think about it, without refrigeration, the tradition throughout the centuries has always been, how do you preserve foods that are normally difficult to preserve? And this duck breast was like that, and delicious. And some quiche and French fries. They're called French fries for a reason. They take them very seriously there. And then, of course, then comes the cheese. And then a little bit of salad, which is usually, you know, green stuff. And, of course, desserts, I don't have to tell you. Not a lot of roughage, I got to say. And, of course, the food by our standards is very rich. But you don't, once again, see the obesity, which simply makes me think it has to do with the amount of food. And how many times have we talked about that one, right? And talking about SUVs, by the way, you know, 90% of cars sold in Europe are diesels. GM, Ford, they can do it. They make phenomenal cars over there, models you do not see here. Small, efficient, beautiful. They pay $7 a gallon for gasoline. Never heard a complaint from anybody. Supermarkets were kind of amazing. I tell you, this is a little aside. Just tells you where my brain goes sometimes. On the plane, the movies,
frank sexual scenes. I was embarrassed. Stewardess is walking up and down the aisle, and there on the screen, you know, people making love, and it's foreign movies. It was on Air France. It was not an American carrier. So as I said, let's try and weave in some of these things and with some of the medical stories that I picked up for today's program. One of them has to do with family. It's quite interesting. They've developed a way where they have found that men who have the same surname are very likely to be genetically linked. You know, when you meet somebody with your own last name, now Smith would be different, but the more unusual your last name is, the more likely it is you are genetically matched with other people. And they said here that they found among a few thousand men, there was a 25% chance that two men with the same last name shared a common ancestor. And that increased to 50% if your last name is a little bit unusual. This has to do with studies of the Y chromosome. One of the things I loved in France when you meet family is the kissing thing. You know, you kiss on the right, you kiss on the left. Even the kids do it. I'm going to get to kids in a second. You know, you get a 12-year-old young girl or teenage males. You know how shy they normally are. They give you the kiss on the right cheek and the left kiss, and they meet it, and you hear the little, you know, when they do, it was really, really charming. In our country, we do the handshake. And here's an interesting piece on handshakes and how much it tells about you. And a lot of times you shake hands with French men, you know, you don't get the squeeze back. Well, this was an American study, found that solid handshaking was more important than your physical appearance or how you dressed in a job interview. They found that women benefit even more than men in having a strong and complete grip. Now, they found that if you have a limp, wet fish handshake, it betrays shyness, disinterest, or neuroticism, and a good firm pump indicates confidence, friendliness, and social skills. They did mock interviews with real businesses. The interviewers graded the students' overall performance and hireability while they had other people evaluating the handshake, unbeknownst to everybody. And they also found smiling is important, but not as important. And the most hireable people, the people with the best handshakes. And it also turned out that body language, that firmness needs to be just right. Because if you know, some people, some guys, they want to break your bones and they shake your hands. You don't do that. That indicates egotism, a controlling personality, and a lack of trustworthiness. And by the way, the handshake is thought to have come from Europe as a way for kings and knights to show they didn't intend to harm each other and that they did not possess concealed weapons. Let's talk about the kids. So we have this dinner. There's 20, 30 relatives there. So there's a flock of young kids. I'd say from, you know, 9, 10, 11, and some teenagers. Boy, quiet as they could be. Behaved. No video games. They weren't running off in another room playing video games. No TV. They just sat and participated. I noticed a couple. They were given permission to have a glass of wine. We've talked a lot about that, how you introduce your kids to alcohol as part of family social ritual, not as going out and trying to get drunk in a bar. Well, this study out today found, indeed, when it comes to antipsychotics and psychotropic medications, U.S. children way, way more likely to be prescribed drugs for everything from depression to some of these non-existent mental syndromes that we've made up here. Basically, United States children, almost 7% of U.S. kids are taking a prescription psychotropic drug. That's compared to 2.9% of Dutch youngsters and 2% of German kids. American kids more likely to be on multiple drugs. 20% of those taking medications were on two or more, compared to 8% of kids in the Netherlands, 5.9% of kids in Germany. And here may be a possible explanation for some of this. This is on ADHD. It's recess. They did a study here where they gave kids in some schools, they cut out recess altogether. Kids just don't, quote, go out and play anymore. And they found, indeed, that 40% of elementary schools in America have no recess or have cut them way back. And the need for play isn't being met after school either. So they did this study and found that when kids got a recess, the ADHD kids, they were fine. They paid attention. They didn't fidget as much. They did better. So in our zeal, you know, they try to teach kids more, we've shortchanged them. this is a totally American story. And then we were doing some of these stories before I left on vacation. There's a second teenager dropped off at an Omaha hospital. You know, Nebraska has this new law where you can abandon a child without fear of prosecution. They didn't really mean it for you to dump your teenagers. And here's the second time somebody has dumped their teenager at this hospital. Because he had uncontrollable behavioral problems. Here's a fellow left 9 out of his 10 children. He said, I'm just a little overwhelmed by it. Now, the law is supposed to be used for kids who are in immediate danger. You cannot just drop your kids off at a hospital. All right, let's talk about, you know, obesity. A whole bunch of stories on that. Well, of course, California is now going to enact the fast, you know, requiring fast food restaurants to list calories. In Europe, they don't list calories. People don't get fat. You really think this is going to make a difference? This is just the kind of legislation I think is just dumb. Show me that it makes a difference, and I'll get behind it. And by the way, Merck has stopped developing this experimental obesity drug. Now, they put it on the other, an alternate of this on the market in Europe. This is blocks the marijuana receptors in your brain, the natural ones. You know, somebody figured out that, hey, you get the munchies if you smoke marijuana. And so if you get a marijuana blocking drug, it would take away appetite. It does. But of course, if you realize marijuana is a mood altering chemical, it alters mood. And so Merck and Company was working on a competitor for the one that is on the market in some countries in Europe. And they're going to drop it because of side effects. But here's how we in the U.S. go after weight loss. Here's a company developing a removable liner for the intestines. That's right. You heard it right. The device is implanted through the mouth, down your throat, through the stomach, in your intestines, and it covers about, it's like putting a Teflon coating in your intestines to keep food from touching the intestinal walls. Then you can eat as much as you want and it won't be absorbed. Friends, this is not a solution. Although I have no doubt that they'll try and develop it and bring it to market. I mean, they've done it here and they've tested it out. And it's being tested in clinical trials in people with diabetes right now. 26 people in Holland have this device. And they followed these people. And these people weighed more than 300 pounds. And those who had the device lost about 30 pounds compared to 9 pounds who those who didn't. Can you imagine an intestinal liner? Red wine, of course, an integral part of life in France. And here, red wine may ward off lung cancer, especially among smokers. White wine did not reduce the risk, suggesting there's compounds maybe in the red wine that does it. Another study on dark chocolate. Ooh, you see the chocolate places, you know, in France. Just, you know, imagine going in a store just devoted to chocolate. Whew, had to control myself. But eating dark chocolate lowers levels of inflammation, which we think is an important component of heart disease. Here's a study on U.S. cereals. Some of them are 50% by weight sugar. Now, you know there's a lot of sugar in U.S. cereals. And American marketers, you know, you go in a supermarket in France, they are starting to eat cereal. They work really hard, American cereal manufacturers, to convince the French to eat breakfast cereals. And, you know, it's about a half an aisle of breakfast cereals. I didn't see anybody eating them. You know, it's croissants or warm milk. Everybody has their particular habits. But they found... Here's 11 popular cereals carrying more sugar than a glazed donut and half by weight sugar. That's a huge amount. I don't think the diet that I saw, as I said, contained a lot of roughage and fiber, and perhaps cereal could be a decent habit. Let's switch to supplements. There's a bunch of news while I was gone on supplements, and this one has got to be making. Got to be making the news, although all the financial news, of course, drowned a lot of things out. The herb is called horny goat weed. That is what it's called. And it reputedly will help a man for obvious, you know, with obvious problems. I've never seen a study to say it did, but researchers here, they went into the, broke the herb down into molecules and tweaked one of the molecules in horny goat weed and found a Viagra-like compound. It is not saying that if you eat horny goat weed, it's going to do anything, but, you know, you never know. And here's something we talked about before. I hate to tell you this. It's frightening, but I've been telling you for 30 years. A popular soy-based dietary supplement, you buy this in health food stores, genistein, can wipe out the effectiveness of a mainstay of breast cancer treatment. You know, aromatase inhibitor therapy, those of you with breast cancer, especially estrogen-dependent breast cancer, you know about this. And here you go to the health food store and you buy soy tablets, right? And a lot of you are taking these things because you think it helps with hot flashes and other symptoms of the menopause. I've told you, if they indeed act like estrogens the way they're told, well, you're told they do, that's not good for breast cancer. And here doctors found that when they use a common breast cancer treatment and use soy products on top of it, it undercutted, it neutralized the effect of the treatment. And there's another piece here, by the way, if you're taking these products for hot flashes, that hypnosis may be very helpful for hot flashes. And last but not least, another study, vitamin C blunts the effect of chemotherapy. You hear me? Vitamin C, if you have cancer and you're taking chemotherapy, vitamin C would make it worse. All right, we come back a little later. We got to talk about this one. If you're a person who likes to get up in the... Okay, you like to. You can't help it. You're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. There may be a healthy benefit. I would never have expected this. Well, yeah, I would have. We'll talk about that a little later on. 1-800-548-TALK. That's the phone number here. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, and we'll be right back.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. Call now. 1-800-664-9409.
8. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. 8 different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. 8 credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People.
Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now. 1-800-568-7679. 1-800-568-7679. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 49.
One thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Couple of ancillary comments and memory jostles here. I was trying to remember what was on the foie gras when we ate in the French with our French family. So it was a prune sliced open with a little dab of butter inside the prune. Mm-mm. And thinking about greetings in different countries, how I mentioned, you know, the standard kiss greeting somebody in France, men too, you know, kiss on the right cheek, kiss on the left cheek. I remember in Africa once going into a village where we were warned when you greet a child, you touch them on top of the head. That's the kind of greeting. And also about kids and ADHD and recess. It's a great quote. I had a professor, a biochemistry professor at Cornell Medical School. He won a Nobel Prize, actually. He's the first person to ever synthesize a hormone named Vincent de Vigneault, long gone. And in biochemistry class, he stood up one day and he made the following comment. He says, the mind can absorb as much as the seat can endure. In other words, making people sit too long in a classroom in a lecture without giving them a chance to take a break is counterproductive. And our kids are the same way. They got to get a break, especially kids who are a little bit hyperactive. Okay? Okay. Here we go. I'm Dr. Dina Dell, and let's take our first call. Patty, how you doing, Patty? Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm great. Are you still there?
I am here.
Oh, perfect. Hey, I'm really curious to know why people seem to get addicted to chapstick. It's like your lips are kind of dry this time of year, and you apply it a few times. The next thing you know, you're carrying it with you everywhere you go.
Patty, I would love to know the answer to that. I have a family that are all addicted to chapstick. It's remarkable. And there's an oral pathologist, used to be at the University of Alabama. His theory was that when you use chapstick, you keep the lips moist. You prevent the lips from doing their own anti-moisture thing with their own kind of oils. And that he feels you get a subclinical fungus infection on the lips. And they get irritated. But once you get into it, it is one of the most difficult, quote, addictions. Up there with nose drop addiction to get out from under. Because if you stop using them, your lips seem dry. So why would that be? So it says to me that something in the chapstick, and that's a brand name and that's not fair, something in the lip balm is preventing, and there's lots of examples of this in medicine, where you do something artificially and your body stops doing it for itself, like a crutch. And the fact that when you stop using lip balm, that your lips seem excessively dry, and they do, and they get flaky and dry, tells me the body's not doing the job that it should. And so that slowly tapering off is the way to go. And the loss of moisture, licking your lips are all bad because the evaporation of moisture from your lips challenges the moisture protection. So I'd like a good answer to that, but I know the manufacturers don't want to understand this because it really helps with the sales, right? All right, let's talk to Bruce. How you doing, Bruce? Welcome to the program.
Dr. Dean, are you still there?
I'm here, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm an avid fan. Quick question. There's been a lot of discussion and excitement about liver and gallbladder flushes, and I'm curious to get your take on one particular titled The Amazing Liver and Gallbladder Flush, and it's by Andreas Moritz.
Yeah, you don't have to ask my take on any particular type or brand. It's all nonsense. It's all nonsense and preys upon our fears of toxins. You know, the liver, you know, detoxifies all this evil stuff in the liver and you have to detoxify it. There's just no such thing. There's no such term. And the liver, at any given time, you see, the liver takes let's suppose there's something the liver wants to break down. And the liver will do that. You know, when you take anything in your stomach, the blood flow from your stomach goes right to the liver, and the liver deals with it if it has to. So at any given moment, the liver will break down a molecule into, you know, quote, non-toxic little bits, and then send it over to the kidney. So at any one time, the liver's not accumulating toxins, you know, like a bucket, and it just fills up slowly with so many toxins that if you ate liver, and this brings us back to foie gras, that you're going to get sick. So therefore, it doesn't need a flush. Your gallbladder doesn't need a flush. There is no such thing. So save your money, especially in these times. You know, we got to start being careful how you spend money. And I'm even going to be, you know, more stringent on all the nonsense that, you know, a lot of people fall for. All right. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk about people who get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. It might be a very healthy thing to do. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Bush and his top advisors are making it clear they're not crazy about the idea of the government buying into the nation's banking system, but they say it's necessary to free up credit. The Dow fell 77 points today. The S&P dropped 5. The Nasdaq fell 65. Authorities say a Bay Area rapid transit employee was struck and killed by a BART train in the Concord area this morning. Although one of the Southern California wildfires has been mostly contained, another one nearly doubled in size overnight. The fires have burned more than 25 square miles in suburban Los Angeles. Sunny and pleasantly warm today. Very low humidity. High fire danger in the Bay Area, says Lloyd Lindsay Young, especially inland. Clear and mild tonight, 50 to 55 with a few upper 40s. Sunny and continued very pleasant tomorrow. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, and as host of shows like Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, and High Rollers, I've given away a lot of great prizes. Now, with the help of my friends at 866-MY-VEGAS, I'm going to give you a chance to win a free 3-day, 2-night stay in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 866-MY-VEGAS right now with the answer to this question. You might listen to music from your iPod or CD today, but back in the day, there were these big black round things called records. What were they made out of? A, copper, B, sterling silver, or C, vinyl? Call 866-MY-VEGAS right now to get your free 3-day, 2-night romantic stay at a Vegas hotel. Visit the casinos, the restaurants. Enjoy the nightlife. Again, here's the question. You might listen to music from your iPod or CD today, but back in the day, there were these big black round things called records. What were they made out of? A, copper, B, sterling silver, or C, vinyl? For the first 100 callers, in addition to your free 3-day and 2-night stay, I'll throw in 2 tickets to a Vegas show. So call 866-MY-VEGAS now, and good luck.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Energy Hog team, get in that house and waste some energy.
Leaky windows
and no insulation.
Wherever energy gets wasted, the Energy Hogs are there. Go to energyhog.org for energy saving tips and lots of hog busting games.
Energyhog.org, that's it.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
October 17th.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-8981.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-8981. 1-800-497-8981. That's
A, B, C, D, D, I can't remember.
Poor nutrition in his first 5 years can limit memory development. Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. To find out more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Fine. Toyota. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, this is kind of interesting because it's something I think behind closed doors we all, well, I can't say we all, but a lot of people do and wonder about, and that is getting up in the middle of the night to go, right? In quotes. Well, people who wake up at night to urinate may be less likely to get bladder cancer. And the question I have here is, why are you getting up in the middle of the night? In other words, people with prostate problems, people, you know, men with prostate problems get up in the middle of the night. And while they didn't break out the subtypes here, both men and women who urinated at least twice at night were 40 to 50% lower risk of developing bladder cancer. Not the most common cancer in the world. And they think maybe because the amount of time that the lining of your bladder spends exposed to cancer-causing compounds in the urine may have something to do with it. Now, here's the part that the first question I asked to myself was, what about water intake? Well, it didn't matter how much water you drank. It just simply mattered the more you urinated at night was important. And so it confuses me a little bit. In other words, if you don't drink any water at all, and you see this idea of trying to come up with a meaningful number relating to how much water you drink becomes difficult because if you drink a lot of tea or coffee or cola or beer, that's, mostly water. So you can drink zero water in the day and be very overhydrated because you drink a lot of other things, you know, a lot of soda or tea. So we'll leave the water intake out of it. And then nevertheless, still, they say that the longest period of time that you go without voiding is when you sleep. And I thought about that, and I said, yeah, that is true. If you go to bed, you get eight hours of sleep, 8 or 9 hours. And the other thing has to do with women. You know, women, especially in a workplace, women have smaller bladders. But in the workplace, they found women feel more inhibited from going to the bathroom. Men, I don't know, maybe because it's easier for a guy. Who knows? All right, let's talk to Ramon. How are you, Ramon? Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doc. I got a kind of a different question from what you've been talking about. I've been trying to diet for about a year now, and I've been trying to figure out my metabolic rate. And let me just tell you a little background. I weigh 240 pounds, and I think my metabolic rate is about 2,000 calories a day. Is that right? Does that sound low to you?
It really depends because, the nature of your question implies that we all have different metabolic rates, and we would love to have an easy way to tell you this. We can do it in the laboratory, and it gives us some idea, but it's not everything because, let me just throw something in, like fidgeting. People who fidget don't gain weight as easily. All that little bit of energy they're using. I'm a fidgeter. You know, my leg's going right now, and my fingers and hands are always going, and you burn energy that way. Just sitting in a chair and doing nothing, your body burns thousands of calories just to keep itself warm, to keep your organs going, etc. So 2,000 calories, some folks would lose weight. Some folks might gain weight. In general, if you had to put an average number on it, 1,500 calories a day, you should be able to lose weight. You should be able to feel full, et cetera. And so calories really do count, and you're absolutely right. We all have different metabolisms, and you will hear different scams here and there and ways that they're trying to tell you, how you can change your metabolism. There's a study I didn't do in the monologue today, and I'll probably get to it tomorrow, that one exercise session, you just go out and exert yourself once, there is a measurable difference in how your body metabolizes food and calories. So it's quite interesting. More important in terms of health, of course, is fitness. There have been many, many, many studies over and over and over, and I've told you this many, many times, that if you are fit, and 40% of obese people are fit, their health statistics are the same as skinnier folks. And as a matter of fact, the healthiest weight, as far as we can tell, is to be a little above the norm, a little overweight. And that makes sense. Fat is energy. And if you have to call upon your energy stores because of stress or disease, et cetera, you want to have a little fat on your bones. And that's just the way it is. All right. Let's talk to Carly. How you doing, Carly? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell.
Hi.
Well, I have a daughter that's going to college, and recently she said, oh, my tongue hurts, and she went to the health clinic there, And they said, well, it could be herpes, but it's very uncommon to get it on your tongue. So they did a culture, and it did come back as herpes. And I'm just kind of wondering, is that uncommon to have herpes on your tongue? And will it come back again? They said it was very uncommon, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Carly, those are good questions. First of all, it is uncommon on the tongue. The general, and any general rule in medicine is simply that. It's a general rule. If you get something on the soft tissues, the soft tissues in the mouth, in general, are more likely to have a canker sore. A lesion is more likely to be a canker sore, where herpes seems to prefer the bony, hard surfaces of the interior of the mouth, around the gum line, the hard palate, for instance. So the tongue is as soft, and you would not expect herpes to occur there, and it can, and I'm glad that they did the culture, because I would have doubted the diagnosis and would have told her to go see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And as far as coming back, well, herpes, you know, herpes hangs out in the skin and the nerves. And when the herpes sore goes away, you still have the herpes. It hides itself. And then it decides to pop out again for reasons we don't completely understand. Sometimes with stress, sometimes with sun, right? You see people go out in the sun and they get a herpes sore around their mouth. And in that location, well, put it this way. In general, I would expect herpes to be recurrent and to come back. But even with oral herpes, even with genital herpes, some people, they get it once and that's it. And some people get common recurrences. And whether trauma in the mouth can bring herpes back, like trauma can other places, like ultraviolet light on the skin of the mouth. And even they did a study once and exposed people's genitals to sunlight, and sun was able to induce a recurrence of herpes. And the question I have is, because trauma in the mouth can make a canker sore, can trauma in the mouth in this location, if she bites her tongue, would that bring out a herpes? And I just have to say, I don't really know exactly, because that's such an unusual deal. All right, so hopefully she won't get that ever again. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Dell. Going to come right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, is your interest rate rising? Are you falling behind on your payments or even possibly facing default or foreclosure? Unfortunately, your mortgage broker may have put you in a bad loan, creating a very difficult position for you and your family. However, the Lucas Law Center can help. Many loans include violations of either the Truth in Lending or Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. After an extensive yet affordable forensic loan audit, the Lucas Law Center will identify these violations and use them as leverage to build a case against your lender and save your home. Their attorney will negotiate directly with your lender to reduce your principal balance, lower your interest rate, forgive past due amounts, and get you a lower payment that you can afford. Don't trust just anyone to deal with your difficult situation. Call the experts at the Lucas Law Center now for a free confidential consultation at 800-443-8000. That's 800-443-8000. They'll negotiate a payment that you can afford. Call 800-443-8000 or visit lucaslawcenter.com. Licensed by the state.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-339-1890. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-339-1890. That's 800-339-1890.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Mike.
Everybody, welcome back. I had a caller say, you know, use Vaseline brand name or petroleum jelly to get off of chapstick. And sure, that would work. But the thing is that most lip balms traditionally were made of petroleum jelly. It's just the flavoring and the color that's different. So I'm not sure you've accomplished anything by getting off, you know, Vaseline in a stick form. And a lot of people wonder, you know, how much of that stuff you swallow? Well, a lot. And yet, I don't know if anybody's ever proven anything evil to come from it. Your body can tolerate, you know, Vaseline's solid form of mineral oil. Isn't it the same, almost chemically? So, you know, if you're working with petroleum jelly, you're still kind of hooked on something. But if you want to transfer and then try to, you know, wean yourself off of that, that Vaseline might be a good idea. All right, let's talk to, James. How you doing, James? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Dinadel, how are you?
Fine, sir, fine.
And really quickly, I remember you when I was like 4 on ABC 7, I think it was.
I hate when people say that. Make me feel old. I'm not old.
It's become a pastime now. I really enjoy what you do. But really quick, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Mm-hmm. Prior to my current profession, being a banker, through high school and college, I was a swim instructor for 6 years. And mm-hmm. I guess the myth out there, you know, with a lot of my colleagues at the time is, you know, either two things happen. Your body will kind of, when you're exposed to chlorine and the acid all the time, your body will either, you know, kind of depend on it for moisture or will reject it. And I had a situation where I guess one day the acid levels were too high. My body reacted to it and I couldn't be a swim instructor for a year. And now I have a really bad dry skin condition. And I've been to a dermatologist, and when I was smaller, a pediatrician, and they said, well, you know, just try, you know, take colder showers, try putting on the lotion, and eventually your skin will regenerate, and it will produce its own moisture again. But it's been, you know, now it's been like almost, you know, 8 years now.
Wow. Well, where is the worst place on your body that you're noticing the dryness?
It's right around the stomach and the back. I don't get it in the arms, and I don't get it in the legs, and right around the mouth, right around the face.
Boy, that's interesting. I don't know why. Part of me thinks it may not be a dryness for a couple of reasons. The driest part of the body where manufacturers will test moisturizers, and a moisturizer is a misnomer. I'll get to that in a second, are your shins, your lower body. I've not heard it being a common problem with the stomach and the back. And the most common cause of overall dryness, which can sometimes called itchiness, especially as the weather starts turning, is lack of moisture and indoor heat in the wintertime. And hot showers, you know, will do it, can evaporate it. Soap is the worst thing. Soap is designed to cut fats and oils. And the whole thing with moisturizers, really, it doesn't moisturize. There's no water in a moisturizer. What you do is expose yourself to water. Your skin soaks up the water it wants, like a sponge, really like a sponge. And then when you put on the moisturizer, it seals it in. And it's interesting the way your call segues beautifully from this previous discussion about the lips, because the most effective moisturizer, that, you know, highest on the scale of efficacy, is plain old petroleum jelly, brand name Vaseline, lots of other brands, of course, because it seals in the moisture with a thick barrier. It's just aesthetically not very pleasing. People don't like it because it's, quote, greasy. So the game with moisturizers and the manufacturers, you know, there's thousands of them on the market, is to develop something that works as a moisturizer that's not greasy, and it's kind of tricky. So I always suggest to people to fiddle around with a bunch of different products. And so stomach and back, I sure hope you're not reacting, that you just don't have a dermatitis that's based on something that you're sensitive to. Around the lips, you know, men shaving, etc. I can just think of a lot of reasons why you could have some dryness. And it is a matter of finding. I don't think, by the way, what happened to you as a youngster, your skin replaces itself every 28 days. People with psoriasis have skin that grows too rapidly. They replace their skin every 7 days. So every 28 days, you got a whole new layer. You know, it's like reptiles that shed their skin. So I would have a hard time imagining some traumatic episode when you were a young swim instructor, that's affecting you nowadays. So you've been a dermatologist. Far be it from me to sit here on a radio and try to diagnose a dermatological condition and to challenge a dermatologist who is, who's seen it. So, back off a little. Try different things. Do one half of your body, use the soap. The other half, not. Use a moisturizer. Do your own detective work, and I bet you'll figure out something. All right. Let's see. Let's move quickly. How about Daniel? How you doing, Daniel? Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. How you doing, Doc?
How you doing?
Good, good. You know, my question is wheatgrass. Is it true that it detoxes the system, and if so, why?
Yeah, well, I remember my first... Wheatgrass is memorable. Once you taste it, you never forget the taste. And I'm trying to remember when it started and how it started. There's a health food book written a few years ago by some guru who just, theorized as out of the blue that wheatgrass somehow could detoxify it. The answer is absolutely a resounding no. It doesn't detoxify anything. And like any vegetable matter, it's got some vitamins and nutrients in it, but, so does a carrot. So I don't see anything unique in it. And, people who are drinking all this stuff and, it's like this idea, if medicine tastes terrible, then it must be good for you. And I think in the health food set, a lot of people love things that seem to taste horrible, which it does. And it just represents, I think, our neuroticism and our desperation. It's a displacement of some anxiety that I need a Freudian, analyst to help me understand of why we in America have become so obsessed with this when, it's right in front of your nose how to be healthy. It's just, it's not the simple magic potion. And we've grown up, in the modern world that there are simple magical technological solutions to everything. And there are to a lot of things. And we just kind of figure out that, maybe it's a spinoff to some of the medical strides that we've made that there's some magical substance out there. And of course, they push it in the health food stores because there's no regulation. There are no laws, no rules. Regulation, it's been a big subject. Well, there's no regulation when it comes to that industry. And it's the same fallout. Of course, the fallout in the markets is different. Economics is different. But to me, it's analogous. No regulation. And of course, who bears the brunt of it? Who suffers but the American public? Not the manufacturers. Not the big shots on Wall Street. Although a few of them have suffered, and deservedly so in some occasions. So I nothing to wheatgrass as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather eat food that's delicious and I enjoy. You don't have to suffer to be healthy. I guess that's my point. You can be happy and have fun eating a healthy diet and having a healthy lifestyle. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-922-1503. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of
Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
.com.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Well, your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
We've been in business 10 years and have really built something.
And we want to keep it.
Tornadoes, cyber attack, anything can happen.
So we went to ready.gov and found free templates and checklists to help put an emergency preparedness plan together. So now we worry less about the unforeseen.
And worry about the foreseen.
Payroll, our customers.
Remember when your hair wasn't gray?
Remember when you had hair?
Hey.
Go to ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Nidell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's go to Cindy. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great.
Hey, how can I help you?
Well, I think I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to MSG because I've noticed a lot of foods have it in it. I started checking the labels after someone said that I might have an allergy to it, a friend of mine. I get lethargic, kind of, you know, sleepy and very thirsty. And how much would I have to ingest to have a real reaction to it?
Well, listen, I would doubt. I would doubt you're allergic to MSG. It's a pretty rare bird. And you take 100 people who feel they're allergic to MSG, there's something else going on. And if you were allergic, it really wouldn't be, it wouldn't be lethargy and it wouldn't be thirst. Now it's monosodium glutamate and you're obviously, you're eating prepared, you know, a manufactured food, which is just in general going to have a lot of sodium and salt in it. And that can make you thirsty. You've all had that experience eating salty food making you thirsty. And there are logical explanations for it. So I would suggest it's the foods or something else in the food that's causing the thirst. And as far as lethargy, well, you know, there are reactions in the body depending upon the time of day that you eat. I'm sure you've all had this experience. You know, you eat a big old lunch and you out drive your car for a while and you just kind of nod off. And there is a dip in the afternoon for most people if it's a midday meal that's doing it. If it's nighttime and it's dinner you're eating, making you lethargic, well, nighttime's supposed to be. So I would say rather than going nuts about, you know, pursuing MSG, you might try just going on a fresh food diet for a while and see what happens. But, you know, there's no way of controlling for it. Whenever you do something like that, you know what you're doing and the power suggestion is just really huge. So we've given people pure MSG capsules with tons of MSG in it, and they don't know they're getting MSG. You see, so that tells me we're kind of duping ourselves. All right, I'm Dr. Nidell. That is the program. Please join us for the next one, and maybe we'll get and talk about Heather's vacation. Stay tuned.
Do you know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing tens of thousands of brain cells every day. But now, there's a product that can help you get those brain cells back. And you can try it for free. MemoProof is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually stimulates the growth of new brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, concentration, and mental sharpness in just 30 days. See for yourself. Find out how to get a free 60-day supply at 1-800-656-1057. All-natural MemoProof is clinically proven to boost brain activity after just one dose. Imagine one pill a day keeping you sharp as a tack,
actually stimulating the growth of new brain cells. If you struggle with mild memory or concentration problems, call now for your free 60-day supply of MemoProof at 1-800-656-1057. That's 1-800-656-1057. 1-800-656-1057.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
See you there.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. Okay, we've heard what the candidates want to do about the economy, but what can you...